This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Friday to you. We put extra emphasis on the yay because it was big news this morning. Certainly, out of FedEx, out of the University of Memphis. Yes, John's standing. It is. It's worthy of a round of applause. It's worthy of a standing ovation. Fred Smith continues to amaze. Now, is he the reigning Memphis Sportsman of the Year? FedEx founder Fred Smith? Am I making that up? That's correct. Brad dinged me, so I'm assuming that's correct.
Yes.
He might be again for 24.
Number two.
Maybe. I mean, who's doing more for Memphis sports right now than Fred Smith and FedEx? Basically a $25 million deal. $5 million over the next 5 years to help with Memphis and NIL, my goodness, what a great deal this is for Memphis. I'll tell you about, potentially landmark deal for Memphis Athletics, the whole school, obviously, but certainly for that athletic department. Absolutely huge news. We got, after a night of no NBA, we're back tonight with those final play-in games and then the playoffs. Yeah. Tomorrow, baby. We're going to have four games. It's going to be a smorgasbord. Smorgasbord. Right. That's what Bennett Doyle used to call
it.
Exactly, a smorgasbord.
Yeah.
But he used to call it a Borg. Shout out to old Bennett Doyle.
I talked to him yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
He's doing well.
He's doing awesome.
Yes.
He's moving into a new home.
I'm so happy for him.
Yes. Are you moving?
Yes. Have y'all seen him, hearing his voice on the Orion commercials? He's like God the Orion commercials, talking about getting that.
I talked to him about his voice skills.
About that mortgage. He's fantastic. He's taken off. He's a star now.
Of course.
We love him. There's no question about it. But you know who we love even more? We love John Martin.
Yes, yes. There's John Martin.
Thank you very much for that.
Because you're still here with us.
I am, for a little bit longer.
We got you for a little while longer for your
next
star.
Next, Grind City Media.
For his star is too bright to hold on to.
No, I don't think if I ever left, I don't think you would have to worry about it being for Grind City.
That's where our employees go, John. That's the only place you can go. You can go to ESPN.
Apparently, yeah. No,
I
listen,
kid,
I don't think, I respect and love everybody over there.
It's a great partnership with us.
I would probably, if I ever left here, I'd be getting out of the business. I would go sell crack, probably.
Good, wonderful.
A little more lucrative.
Don't sell crack.
I heard some of us are, you know, getting our cases thrown out, so I figured I might as well just sort of join
in. We have news today?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. That's just a joke.
That hasn't happened.
No.
It's
not going to happen.
And I don't have a case. I have a ticket.
No, you have a case. No, dude, you caught a case.
Why are you trying to make this more criminal?
Dude.
And the wording was disregard of a stop sign, like you just...
Oh, you looked at the ticket?
I actually went and found the wording after
but
we
when
got
I hear
off
disregard of a stop sign, I hear
like
no
a,
regard for human life.
Exactly.
That's what I hear.
Makes you sound like you don't care about kids and school buses and what could possibly be little babies and people and civilians.
Exactly.
It just sound like I'm out here wilding out and burning donuts. You know what I'm saying? So...
You were... I mean, basically, that's what you were doing.
Yes.
If you could have done that, you would have done that.
I just want to say thank you. I've had a lot of people reach out wanting to help, including former retired sheriff's deputies.
We can help you out with that rolling the stop sign.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just thankful for our listeners and for the many of you that reached out yesterday, whether attorneys, from all walks trying to help out a brother. Yeah.
We have a lot of attorneys listening to the show.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Apparently so. So very thankful.
I don't think they have anything to do, anything else to do. I think they're just kind of waiting around court all day, and like they generally like don't have anything else going on.
It's one of our higher listed, occupations in terms of if you look at the profile.
Yeah, definitely. We have people who are unemployed for sure. That's the majority of our listenership. Some of y'all need to get a job. There's no doubt about it. Y'all need to contribute to the economy. And then you have your sort of truck drivers, right? We love our truck drivers.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have our attorneys.
Yeah, farmers.
I don't know if we have farmers listening to us.
Well, Arkansas.
We've never had somebody that's a farmer reach out to us explicitly. I think maybe for Jeff, he comes off at 11 like most everybody else. Mm. But we're sort of creating our own. We're creating our own wavelength.
That's right.
And we'll just kind of see where it goes from here in year 8. Hey, at 11:25, Anthony Sain's going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzly season being over finally. Reed Shepard, the NBA draft. The playoffs. Anything else I'm missing?
His video was fantastic.
His video that we'll talk about. So we'll get into all of that with Anthony Sain here in just a little bit. At 1 o'clock thereabout, we're going to give you a chance to once again, most likely the probabilities here be a little richer at the end of the night than you were to start the day. And Brad's going to tell you who he thinks is going to win the two play-in games tonight. And the way this drill works is, if you believe in Brad, kiss your money goodbye. If you want to make some money, you would do the opposite of what Brad says. So, Brad, do you know the matchups?
I briefly looked at it. I mean, the lesser educating perfect. Myself on yes. this, the better it is for the listener, it seems
excellent.
Like.
Excellent.
Yes.
Fade Brad Carson is the name of the segment, mm-hmm. sweeping the nation.
Again, I think if,
off to a 2-0 or 0-2 start, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
If I think for the segment,
2-0. Exactly.
That's the way we should say it.
Exactly. Yes, the segment is a success.
Yeah, we're going to.
Because it's fade Brad Carson.
I guess we could do the weekend. I guess we could because we're not going to be here.
Yeah.
So we'll do all the games.
Holy cow. I mean, that's an opportunity to really level up.
My question on the prep is.
Don't say another word.
Okay.
Say less.
Should I do more or do less?
You have a lot of time.
It really matters.
Just do the Brad Carson way.
It's going to be bad either way.
I think you should just do whatever you want to do.
Do it like you do fantasy. Do it like you do all your bets.
Well, like, there's everything. A reason why. Yeah. Like, if just I go right now.
Go at it.
Bookmaker, which is an offshore. It's based in, it's basically Costa Rica. It's one of the sharpest books out there. It's where all the sharps bet, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason why they right now are taking $54,000 a click on the Pelicans-Kings game, on the Miami Heat game. Like, they don't care.
They don't care.
You can
put your money in it.
You can do all the stupid research you want to do, right?
Yeah.
They will take $54,000 on Kings plus one or Pelicans minus one, and they will take $54,000 on Miami Heat minus 1.5 or Bulls plus 1.5. It's that simple, right?
So depressing.
So you can do your research, and you may be right, and you may be wrong. They don't give a damn. They're confident. They think they got it right.
Yeah.
Their markets are efficient. Anyway, we'll do that a little bit later in the show. We'll have how many games? We're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
tonight.
8 games because you have Pacers, Clippers.
Oh,
Pacers and the Pacers, Bucks, Mavs, Clippers. So we're going to do the whole weekend.
Okay, the whole weekend.
Because we won't be back, right? We won't be back for I want to really get a sample size of this thing. If we're going to do the playoffs, let's do the damn playoffs, right?
Okay,
let's go all in here.
So we'll do it a little bit later in the show. Look forward to that segment for sure. But, yes, the news of the day is once again FedEx saves it. FedEx saves the day with a first-of-its-kind corporate commitment of $5 million to the University of Memphis in their NIL endeavors. $5 million a year for the next 5 years totals $25 million. That is the news today. FedEx had a press release a little bit earlier this morning where, they talked about the idea. This is from Brian Phillips, who's the EVP and CMO at FedEx. We evaluated the evolving NIL landscape, exploring how we can best deliver positive impact to student athletes and connect them to meaningful opportunities for both themselves and the community, and made the decision to reallocate marketing funds to an NIL platform. This gives us an opportunity to invest in bright young athletes in our great hometown of Memphis strengthening our connection to the next generation of leaders. FedEx is hosting its first in-person NIL initiative at the spring football game on Saturday. That's tomorrow.
3 o'clock.
There's going to be a tailgate experience. They'll, you know, and this is sort of how, and I've seen people say this, and I think it's 100% right. When you visualized and you sort of thought about the idea right. of NIL, this is what it was. It was like, hey, they're going to do brand deals. You know, Seth Hennigan's going to post Instagram pictures with a FedEx shipping package and say, hey, deliver just like I did against North Texas last Saturday using only FedEx. Code anything is possible for 10% off your order. Something like that, right? Where both the business gets something out of it mm-hmm. and it's actual, you know, name, image, and likeness as opposed to...
That's why we thought it would go originally.
Right, as opposed to, hey, we have a bunch of money, and come play for us.
And I remember, too, how it came up. I was talking about with Jeff this morning. Remember Jalen Duren? We had talked about him possibly having a FedEx deal. You know, you remember yes. where that came? That came from On3.
It was Joe Tipton.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we had talked about it then, sort of like you said. It's not just you, you know, getting a check. You're returning a service. You're doing something for them in terms of marketing or whatever else. And had envisioned that originally. And, of course, it just never seemed to materialize. Well, here it is. And like I said, I think, John, the best thing about it is it's not tied to performance. It's not a deal where you have to go to your donors on a year-to-year basis, but, you know, after perhaps a down year, like with Memphis basketball this year, and you're going back saying, hey, can we get a little more? This is something that's going to be there for the next 5 years, you know, $5 million. You got a base that, you know, would rival anything outside the power structure, I would imagine, and top it. There's nothing like this outside the power structure, and few inside, as I said this morning, few inside the power structure have a corporation like FedEx. You know, this committed over the next 5 years in this department. It's pretty, it's landmark.
It is.
There's no question.
There's a video that FedEx released just of, you know, there's football players, there's women's soccer players, there's volleyball players, there's, I think Nick Jordan is in the video. Mm-hmm. So all these women's basketball,
too,
yeah, there's women's basketball players in the video as well. So this is... I think maybe it's best from here to say what this is and what this isn't. So what this is, from where I sit, is a significant commitment to helping Memphis be and stay competitive in the current environment with its day-to-day sports. That's what I would say about this commitment. And I believe that. I mean, there were questions, right? We hear it all the time. How are, you know, the non-power schools going to, how are they going to keep up? How are they going to stay competitive? And when X, Y, and Z is throwing around $1 million per player, right? Well, now you know officially that, you know, you have a $25 million backing at the very least from one of the biggest corporations in the United States of America that's headquartered in Memphis. So you have that officially. Who knows where it can go, right? This is just the beginning. This is just the initial round. Who know, maybe it could be $35 million. It could be $40 million. Who knows where, you know.
Well, it doesn't just have to be FedEx either.
Exactly.
Like corporations could say, we want to be a part of this.
No doubt.
You know, an IP or something yes. else could say, we want to be a part of yes. helping separate Memphis from the pack.
No, I heard Sweet and Cream is sort of assembling its sort of, and Dixie Queen. They're coming together, and they want to assemble their own NIL package.
When you got a star at the party like FedEx, a lot of times that's going to generate more interest, more people wanting to be a part of it. I use the analogy of Penny at East, you know, talking about separators. When he, you know, him at East, well, everybody wants to go, separates him. Mike Miller at Houston, same thing. Everybody goes there. When FedEx steps into the party, it can be a lot easier in terms of getting that support from other corporations that say, yeah, we want to step up too. We want to be a part of that.
And
Laird sort of mentioned that. It doesn't just have to be FedEx here.
Right.
They can go up even more. They're hoping
yes.
other corporations call.
Yes.
You know, an IP based here in Memphis, you know. Again, why not them?
Yes.
Why not some more?
Much like they told Memphis.
It doesn't have to be the cap.
Go get $50 million from other people, and it will unlock $50 million from us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They don't want it to just be about FedEx rescuing the University of Memphis program. They want to help. They don't want to have all of the pressure. And I do think that there is a world where, you know, you mentioned it, IP. We have some other, you know, Fortune 500 companies in Memphis.
Absolutely.
Like, they step up and they contribute $2 million a year. You know, $1.5 million, like, and it,
right.
and
it
adds
doesn't
up.
Just have to end with FedEx
yes.
and how much they're willing.
Yes.
You might get even more with this momentum. And again, it's a momentum that's
yes.
added on to,
yes.
you know, the renovations going on now that's been unlocked because of Fred Smith's $50 million donation there.
Yes.
The fact that you now, you know, own the facility itself. And it just adds to this huge momentum that it seems like the athletics department's got going under Laird Veach right now. I mean, shout out to Laird Veach. The fact that he's, you know, all of this is happening on his watch again. You know, I touched on this, John, real quick. I'm sure you didn't mean to go here, but, you know, we typically grade sort of, or, you know, we look at these athletic directors at Memphis and we've sort of judged them on hires, you know, RC, Cal, basketball, right? But look what happened. Bowen, what we say about him, football, yep. Right? He fixed football and everything else. Well, with Laird, there's an opportunity here to be completely different, you know, to affect the athletic department across the board in a way that potentially could be the sort of final pieces you need set in place.
Yeah, well said.
To finally get you into the power structure.
Yeah.
Because that's the part of this we haven't touched. I mean, you know, realignment is going to happen again at some point. And when you are as attractive as this right now, again, that's going to be a spanking new, you know, new looking Simmons Bank over there that you control now. A football program that's hopefully hot, you know, using these now resources and everything else. How are they going to deny you again? Again, this doesn't assure you of anything, but with that, the momentum Memphis is now built. You see what the third story is right now, the lead story on ESPN? It's about this deal from FedEx. Like, this isn't just news that's resonating here in Memphis. This is news that's resonating nationally. You had Ross Dellinger chiming in. You had Dan Walken. This is big nationally. You know, again, the power structure don't want to let any of the little guys in. But with deals like this, right. You ain't looking so little anymore. Can you continue to be denied when FedEx and hopefully others have stepped up in this way? It's going, you know, if Laird Veach is the guy who oversaw putting the things in place, the fundraising and everything else, the taking control of Simmons Bank, that oversaw that, and that was the final thing that got you in?
Yep.
I mean, how high does he go in the ranks of athletic directors at Memphis? That's the part. Remember, coming over to Memphis, what was it, from Florida? Fundraiser.
Yep.
That was his biggest strength. And what have we been able to say? Well, so far it's been, okay, you know, in terms of hires. Silverfield, when he was just coming in, gave that, right? There was that. But he didn't hire Penny. Mm-hmm. And so what had there been to judge Larry? Now, if this affects the athletic department the way we think it can, and if it is, the final piece that helps you cross over to the power structure, bro, he'll go down as the GOAT.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, I mean, he's the leader in the pack right now. There have not been.
If we're keeping score on Memphis athletic directors, this has moved him way up.
Right. Whatever his role in securing this was or was not, he was presiding over the athletic department when it happened. So, I mean, it's not, I will say, you know, it's not super stiff competition, right, for AD at Memphis. You know, I mean, Bowen was okay, but the basketball program on his watch was devastating.
Well, Bowen fixed football.
He did fix football.
Bowen fixed football. I mean, you cannot take that away from him.
It's like, you know.
In terms of Fuente, Norville.
I think he, you know, does it even out, though? Is it a wash because of the basketball program?
Well, that's why Laird can be different.
Absolutely.
Because RC was more basketball.
He let football die on the vine.
It died on his watch.
Yeah, agreed.
Bowen comes back. You know, you bring him in to fix football from San Jose State, I believe it was, or whatever, and he fixed that, and then basketball kind of slides off. Here's an opportunity to affect them all, and it won't come down to you're being judged on a hire. Again, Laird could be the guy who oversees Memphis getting into the promised land.
Exactly.
And a lot of people have had something to do with that, but if you're the AD who's on watch at that point, that's a feather in your cap all the way, maybe the biggest feather.
Look, the truth of the matter is that, you know, he had to get it over the finish line, right? I mean, at some point, he had to help somewhere. So, I agree. I think in terms of what this is, I think the happiest person today is probably Ryan Silverfield. I think he is probably the happiest of this deal. I don't expect this to have much, if any, ripple effect for Memphis basketball, because Memphis basketball, as we know, is self-sufficient. You don't ever have to, you know, they're, as we talked about earlier in the week, their NIL was good as is. Now, always you would love more, but I think the real concentration of this package is not to, oh, let's make sure we give all the money to basketball, right? It's like, hey, let's make sure football has what it needs. Let's make sure that women's basketball has what it needs. Let's make sure that women's soccer has what it needs.
Which is maybe the most deserving of all of them with how they've performed over the last couple of years.
100%. So I think this is really, you know, I think, because I believe layers that I'm with Jeff, that FedEx is going to determine where the money goes, right?
Yeah, in terms of which athletes. Yeah. Yes.
So I think there, again, I haven't been told this explicitly, but my sense of things is they will lean more toward football, women's soccer, the non, quote unquote,
women's basketball.
Right, other than football, right? The non revenue.
Well, I mean, to your point, Tiger, because basketball's got, what is it, Bluff City Collective?
Correct.
The new collective that's basically for it. Right to your point. Now, my question to you, John, from what you're, is that separate from the 2.5 Memphis basketball and Bluff City Collect? Is that separate from the 2.5 that is part of this? FedEx is hoping. You know, Laird used the point: the 2.5 we're bringing to the table, and the $5 million of FedEx each year is 7.5. Your understanding with the collective then, Memphis basketball, what it's got, is that separate of that? Or is Bluff City Collective, is that part of that 2.5?
Yeah, that's a good question. That I don't know.
Because again, if we're talking about 7.5 to spread over everything else.
Right.
See what I'm saying? As opposed to giving any of it to basketball.
That I don't have a good answer for you on.
Again, we're trying to figure out how this is getting divvied up. I'm interested to hear.
Right.
If that collective is a part of the 2.5, or if you're spreading, that's why it's important, or if you're spreading that 7.5, basically, like you said, over football and women's sports.
Yeah, I mean, I'll certainly find out. I know the guy that is that runs Bluff City Collective, so I'll ask him, is that sort of separate of the university? I don't know.
But as part, like, as with the nuts and bolts of it, as part of this $5 million you're getting a year, FedEx has asked Memphis to match the 2.5 each year, and so the figure Laird used this morning was 7.5, the 2.5 we've brought to the table, and $5 million they'll be giving us, you know, each year for the next 5 years. And to that point, if basketball sort of, you know, functions on its own, my gosh, that's 7.5 to spread over football and women's sports is fantastic for them, especially if you're not picking out of that pot. I understand. Maybe it's a combination of both. Maybe that 2.5 is a part of what Memphis basketball brings to the table, but really interested and curious how they're going to divvy this up. We're still working on finding those things out.
And Bluff City Collective is so new, so I don't know, you know, how much they've generated there, but I have a text in. I'll definitely be happy to answer that question because it would make a big difference, right? I mean, if you're talking about, you know, that's $7.5 million for other, you know,
football,
yes,
women's basketball,
yes,
women's soccer.
Exactly.
That's a ton to spread around, especially if basketball's functioning on its own.
Dan Wetzel tweeted about it a half an hour ago that Memphis, this is why Memphis should be in the Big 12 over the ACC.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is resonating nationally.
Yes.
And, you know, again, we've got our hopes up before. You know.
Yeah, and I think that's
like
where...
It's like the Buffalo Bills. It's like the Chicago Bears.
I think that we should sort of
like Memphis
keep it
basketball,
to what it...
So you have to...
Exactly. What does it guarantee? It guarantees you'll be more competitive in the day-to-day. That's what it guarantees, that you can survive.
It guarantees survive. You should own the AAC,
bro.
Own what you have.
You should lay waste.
Because they've given you everything you need.
You should lay waste.
And so just do that.
Every program.
Dominate it, right? Dominate it like you're supposed to until the doors reopen.
You are in a different
weight class. The doors of realignment. No, they've Fred has separated you from the rest of the AAC.
You are in a different weight class.
So that's why I said, in a way, it's a double-edged sword in the best of ways, because Silverfield gets what he needs. But now there's no excuses. Like, the AAC title's got to start rolling in because there's, you know, in terms of what the rest of the AAC has, nothing like this. No kind of corporate commitment like this. And so that's the other side of this. So put yourself in a position now. Fred's done it for you. Dominate. Basically like you were doing in football a few years ago in Norville and everything else. And hopefully Silverfield's got it pointing in that direction again, but dominate. And so, again, when those doors of realignment open again, look, who's the best thing outside the power structure? It's Memphis. It's who we see. It's who they're talking about. We know FedEx is hooked up. The $7.5 million they're doing in NIL went up because others have come in and don't. I mean, it's got a chance to be huge, dude. You know?
Yeah, it does. It does.
So I said, potentially landmark stuff here.
Yeah, I just think
game changer.
Again, for conference realignment purposes, everybody knew from the beginning and has known for a long time that Memphis and FedEx are hand in hand. Remember the whole Big 12 sponsorship of the title game? Like, this is not new information. So do I think that, all of a sudden, you know, now that you know, all these leagues knew, right, what Memphis was about. They knew this. They knew FedEx would come with the deal, and they have not brought Memphis in yet.
But at that time, you didn't own your own stadium. You didn't have renovations coming.
Yeah,
you $220 million
very
renovations.
Big things that
exactly,
help.
And a
that's
commitment
fair.
Unlike
that's fair.
Unlike any we've seen really in the power structure too. Now
that's a very
in
good
terms
call
of
out.
This commitment from FedEx.
That's a very good.
I mean,
call
it's
out.
One thing when you're talking about naming rights or of a championship game or whatever else. It's another thing when they're pumping in $25 million a year that's not based on performance at all.
Yep.
I mean, you're getting that money's going to be in the bank. So, again, we're not. I'm not coming in here to sort of bottom line. This is it. We're finally in, because you've been burned too many times, and they always want to tell Memphis no. But does this not feel like it's an SMU type move in the sense that, man, we stop talking about what you don't have anymore. Now it's about what you got. SMU, it's different. They bought their way into the ACC. You couldn't do that. But my gosh, with this kind of backing, I mean, who's a better candidate to get pulled up now?
Yep. So. Yep. I agree with that. But I just think what I'm confident in saying is 100% true, unequivocally, is that this gives Memphis a much better chance to thrive day to day.
They should dominate
in college athletics. Now, it does not get you entry to the power structure, but there are going to be programs that do die on the vine outside of the power structure. Right? They're going to be programs that just can't. And I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that necessarily, how that looks in practice.
Mm-hmm.
But there are going to be programs that just can't keep up anymore. And I think FedEx is doing its part to make sure that Memphis, University of Memphis Athletics, is not going to be on that list.
I mean, double down?
Yeah.
They just did the $50 million to unlock the facilities deal.
Correct.
And they come with this.
Yep. So.
And there's no cap.
No cap.
I mean, again, and Giannotto pointed out, he knows it best, because they pulled out on that naming rights deal up at FedEx Field up in
Washington.
You know, Maryland, Washington, and literally they're saying, their communications guys is saying, look, we want a new focus. You know, we want to focus on the younger generation.
That's right.
And this thing trickling down to women's sports as it should. How about the times we're in? Think about what you could have done with Memphis women's soccer the last couple of years, and the Sweet 16 runs and their stars. Like, it's a great time right now to sort of be in partnership with women's athletics to put them out there. They've got their stars too, and that's the point. You've just got, you know, they're talking about you nationally again right now. ESPN.com, you're the third story, you know, in terms of the headlines. This deal with FedEx, it feels like a game changer. There's
Absolutely.
No question. And right now, it's time to dominate the AAC.
Absolutely. Yep. We'll come back, talk to Anthony Sane, get his thoughts on this, the Grizz.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Probably shouldn't be driving. It just got so much harder. Can't even see it straight. I can't even see it straight. With me, how about shots?
Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. You can be checking it out. Tribal Chief of Grizz Twitter, independent journalist, founder of Asylum Media Group, and father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sane. Follow him on X at Sane Asylum. He joins us every Friday about this time. And, John, I'm going to tell you this. Discussed with Sane last week that we might be changing up our opening, you know, our intro song. He said, don't take my Drake song.
No, it ain't happening.
Don't take my Drake intro. That's mine.
Y'all want to get J. Cole up out of here? Y'all should.
And we did.
I understand. What did y'all switch to that?
We took care of that business.
Y'all had this song forever. Y'all get rid of it?
We did the whole time since the beginning.
Yeah.
Since day one.
Got him out of here.
He was our day one.
He was.
But when he folded, when he apologized.
Yeah, you don't. Ain't no folding.
We had to jump off.
I also think it's good to just reinvent a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're older. We're wiser.
Yeah. Jason was boring when he showed up to radio. You know, he had to grow.
Y'all on another vibe now.
Yeah. Now Jason's bringing the energy.
Not offended by that at all.
You picked the J. Cole song?
Yes, might have.
He did. Man, own it, bro. Like when you
might have.
When you broke the law, you need to own
it. Oh my God, man, but you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube and rap, man. Once you say what you gotta say, they ain't gonna take the song off the thing.
You've never liked him.
Who? Cole, my guy.
You sure?
Yeah.
I thought back in the day he wasn't one of you.
He's super boring. That's what made his diss so weak, that he had the nerve to call somebody else music.
There was no energy in
narcoleptic music.
Yeah, whatsoever. I will say real quick on the diss tracks.
Yeah.
How should we be feeling about Drake when he's shooting at our man Ja Morant?
Y'all feel like y'all want to feel.
Now, you just going to continue to love this turncoat, this man who cancels concerts and everything else, and now shoots at our
star? I'm a fan of hip-hop, so of course I'm a fan of Drake. So if you want to stop listening to Drake, whatever y'all want to do, I'm talking to people out listening. That's all y'all. But between that man and Ja, bro, and Ja ain't no rapper, so they ain't got nothing to do with none of that.
Now, we have come to Ja's defense on many other things. With this,
Ja ain't no rapper, though. And I'm sure there's other people that, you know, that Ja might have an issue with, or he didn't cross them, or they didn't cross him, or whatever. They ain't got nothing to do with music.
Is there a line where it would be too personal for you with Drake if he shot at,
ooh,
you know, one of your family members or put them in the diss?
Of course. Ja ain't none of my family members, though. Like, if one of my family members did something foul, he might even get on their head, too. But I ain't saying that Ja did nothing foul.
What we've established is Drake can do no wrong in your eyes.
That ain't what I said at all, bro. I'm a fan of music. What I look like saying I'm going to stop listening to one of my favorite artists because him and Ja got some beef over a woman. Come on, bro.
What if it's
not just that. It's how he's turned his back on Memphis.
Hey, he turned his back on Memphis.
He keeps pump-faking us on a concert. Yeah.
You don't know what might be going on here. Why that man can't come down here, bro.
It's because he and Ja are messing with the same
just
women.
Get it done. I ain't saying that, but I'm just saying you don't know why that man keep canceling them concerts. I've said this on here too. I don't do big concert stuff anyway, so it don't. Rather Drake coming to Memphis.
You would not have gone.
If he came to Memphis, I wouldn't go. Like,
that's not your scene.
It ain't my scene at all. Like, and then it's not even a good show. Like, from what I've seen, it doesn't look like anything I want to go see. I'm cool consuming all my hip hop in AirPods and in my car. I don't have it on YouTube or something. Like, I don't have a desire to go to live hip hop concerts like that.
Okay.
Like, I'm a small venue.
I'm slightly worried that Ja will start rapping. I mean, it's not like we haven't seen
this
before.
Like everybody else on the team is rapping.
Yeah, I mean, Jared's
gonna cares, man.
Okay.
I think the way Ja's kind of wired, if it was something to him and just kind of seeing like that is a testament of his maturity as well, he hadn't said anything. Well, I don't think I haven't noticed anything he said or alluded to on Twitter as a response. So
that's good. We were hoping for
you
no
live
response.
And you learn, man. You know what I mean? You know, these guys deal with who they call disposable women. So if they're disposable to you, it really shouldn't matter if anybody's saying what they got to say. But I ain't finna stop listening to Drake over. I've hung through people I support through worse things than this. So I'm not going to stop listening to Drake because he took a shot at Ja. Like, I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan, too, and a Cole fan. They all take a shot at each other. Rick Ross fan, all that. I'm not going to stop listening to one. Because they took a shot at the other one. I'm sitting back enjoying all this stuff. So these dudes are all around my age. And like they're talking about going to get BBLs and nose jobs and all that type of stuff. Like that's rich people problems. So and old dude problems.
That's true.
So yeah, I'm enjoying hearing these guys talk about hearing these 40-year-old men talk about dating.
I'll say this,
20-year-old women.
So. I stopped listening to Morgan Wallen after he canceled his South Haven concert.
Okay.
John took a stand.
Like, I said, here is my red line right here, right? You do people wrong. You don't tell them you're going to cancel the concert. You let them show up. You let them show up to the concert, sit there for 3 hours, and then you cancel. But it appears to both Jason and myself that you have no such red line. You have no such.
Nah, not with Drake.
I don't care about that. About nobody, bro. Like, it's.
You're listening to Drake.
J. Cole came to Memphis a few years ago, right? And his tickets sold out, like, immediately. And then they were, like, automatically reselling, right? And one of the theories that was going around is that, you know, a lot of times when the tickets are, like, super cheap, right? But they say a lot of times that what people will do, promoters will sell these tickets that are super cheap, but they're not really, that's not really the price they're selling the tickets for. They'll sell them, their bots will buy the tickets and then resell them for a higher price. And that's what the theory was, that that's what was happening. Because that was kind of a thing that was happening around that time. And I was like, that's shady as hell to me. Like, to sell, well, we got $20 tickets to go see J. Cole. And then they all, you know, you go online, they're none of those are available. They're instantly gone.
Yep.
And then resale selling them for $200. Like, that's a trick that was going around at the time. Like, but I don't look at Cole wrong because of it. Like, I don't care about none of that, bro. Like, I'm just here to listen to the music, bro. I don't care about who these guys are beefing with. And like I said, dudes have done way worse in music than talk about each other. So I don't really care about.
In terms of things we heard from Monday and the breakdown, the exit interviews over with the Grizzlies, I'll ask you this question: who's not going to be back?
It's going to be
Lawrence, Luke Kennard, Zaire Williams. Like, of the guys that you do not expect to be back, right? I mean, are we going to have the draft picks? If you do, you're going to have to consolidate something.
Right.
Conchar, like, who do you not expect to be back?
Well, you know, like, with guaranteed contracts, it's, you know, easier said than done, like, who's going to be back. It's a matter of what teams would take a guy off of you.
Yeah.
And whether you can do a consolidation trade or two for one or one for nothing trade. If you can do those type of things, you know, you might have to send out a draft asset to do those type of things as well. I think that the Grizzlies had their ranking of guys as far as value, whether they want them here or not. I'm sure Zaire Williams is probably pretty close to the bottom of that list as far as if I could just make a guy disappear, who would it be? Especially when we saw Jake show, you know,
show something on a cheaper deal.
Yeah. Yep. And just Zaire just seems super unserious to me, man. Like, I mean,
you got too many wings now to keep him.
Yeah, like, and it's like he's always kind of seemed like he doesn't really have a desire to take this to the next level. And he's good as far as saying the right stuff. Like, you know, he came in this particular year saying he was the, you know, nobody worked as hard as him or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
I was like, well, maybe you're tired from all that hard working, because I don't see anything on the court that makes you look like you worked harder than anybody. So I think if there's a way to move him, rather than say I wouldn't rule out maybe like a sign and trade deal for him. Like I talked about on Twitter. Now I'm not saying this is based on any intel, but just using this as an example. Let's say that you got a guy like Andre Drummond, who's a free agent center, right, for Chicago. You may have to send. You may be, instead of him signing to Memphis outright for like a taxpayer's exception might be, you can trade a $6 million Zaire Williams contract. And you might have to possibly send out a second-round pick as well, because Chicago may not really have any interest in him.
Yeah.
But you may can do something like that to swap out that roster spot where you don't have to cut Zaire Williams, you know what I mean, and eat that money, which is something I definitely don't think they're going to do.
And then Luke.
That's the big one, man. He has a team option, whether they can, you know, extend him or not. So I've heard some interesting things, some interesting theories about him. You can, of course, opt him in and then possibly use him in a sign and trade to get a big man or whatever. A lot of people are against that. I don't know, man. I don't really know what he's one of those players where he has clear value. Like, he's an elite level 3-point shooter in the NBA. Like, that's undeniable. But you have to ask yourself, as this roster is currently constructed, how are you using Luke Kennard on a team where you've got Marcus Smart, Desmond Bain, John Morant, Vince Williams, who are all players going to be in those wing spots, those guard spots, I mean. And what are you doing? How are you using him? Like, because you definitely have to hide him on defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, he can't really – because people say playing with Ja. But the thing is, how are you playing Luke Kennard and Ja Morant on the court?
Two minuses defensively.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. So, you have to have a Vince Williams out there, or Vince Williams and a Marcus Smart out there to try to cover those things. So, I've kind of explained this a lot, but it's kind of difficult to kind of see. It's the same dilemma that every team he's played for has had with him. Like, they don't really know, because, like, if I got guys
that can't play him a backup point guard and say he's doing that.
Right, because if I got guys who can, you know, dribble, pass, and shoot it and defend, those guys going to have precedence over a guy like Luke, who's such a one-dimensional player.
He is, unfortunately.
So I would love to see him here, but as constructed, it's going to be tough. But who knows, man? There's so many things that can happen between now you know, when the season starts, because you got a Marcus Smart contract that the Grizzlies have to think about as well. He's the guy whose contract is over in a couple of years, and you got to say, okay, he's making $20 million. Is he somebody that I want past this contract? You know, could we look into moving him? There's so many different options. But if they bring Luke back, right, they're going to be in the luxury tax, period. So it's like you just kind of got to see, man. You kind of got to see how the whole thing works.
If he's coming back, they'd have to restructure that deal.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, even if he comes back on that, right? Like, he's not. He just saw Grayson Allen go make whatever he made in Phoenix. You know what I mean? Like, is he going to take a discount to come here? And if he is, what does that look like? Is that $8, $9 million? Is that 10? Is it 12? Like, you know, it just depends what that all looks like. But that's something I really can't get a feel for. But it'll really be interesting to see how that plays out over the next, you know, few months or whatever.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun time, mm-hmm. And I personally am of the mind. I don't know where you are on the draft spot, but if they pick six or seven, if Reed Sheppard is available, they're drafting Reed Sheppard. Do you feel that way?
I'm a best player available type guy, man. Like I said, with the question marks you have, and with the big man position, there are other ways you can get a big other than the draft,
right?
Because I could see you drafting a Donovan Clingan or even like the kid that's going to go first,
Sar,
yeah. Even Edie, whatever you're doing.
It just depends on where you're at.
Question marks for all those guys, and whether or not they're day one starting centers. Like that's a lot easier said than done. And I know the Steven Adams was a guy that, you know, was a day one starter for the Thunder, if I'm not mistaken. It's not, and you got the kid in Dallas. I can't think of his name.
Lively.
Yeah, you got all these guys who've been a day one starter, but it's not a guarantee that these particular guys are the guys you can throw out there who are ready to.
Exactly. Because
this is a team that's going to be a playoff team next year.
Yes.
If all things shake out as far as health is concerned. So it's a lot of big question marks as far as that's concerned. So you may end up having to, getting a vet might be the best route to go on that anyway. And if that's the case, man, you got some guys who, and that's the thing about this draft, is like, if you can find a guy that's, if anything, he's a proven 8-to-9-man rotation player. If there are a lot of guys who, they might not be guys you look at as being stars, but yep. There are guys in this draft that you say, okay, I have a really good feeling that guy is going to be, you know, for sure, you know, an 8-9-man rotation player in the NBA. And Reed Sheppard's one of them. Dillingham's another good guy like that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The kid, is it Castle, Castell, whatever his name is?
Yeah, Castle.
Yeah, he's good. Dalton Connect, all these guys that you feel like they'll have some type of NBA role.
Who do you think, let's just say, I don't know if it will, but let's say the decision came down to Connect or Sheppard.
Mm.
Do you have a preference of those two?
I haven't really seen too much of either one of them. I've seen, of course, highlights of Connect when he's just out there going crazy.
But like, what do you think the Grizzlies need more of? The wing scoring that he provides with the high release, or
the playmaking shooter?
Reed can be backup point guard. He can play off ball. What do you think this team needs more of?
Then just looking at just numbers, man, guys like Dalton Connect, it's a lot of guys like him that are just not transitioning
right
to the NBA. Their game just is not transitioning.
Well, it's a white wing scorer. Like, how many of those are there?
I mean, you got, like, the Grady Dix of the world who
right.
was a high lottery pick.
Yep.
He was really hyped up a lot. What's the guy's name? He went to UConn. He plays for Washington now. Another just big jumbo shooter in college who just hadn't turned out to be much of anything.
I know they have Kispert.
Kispert, yeah.
He went to Gonzaga.
Right. Yeah. And they're often just kind of slowly developing guys like who you have to wait on. And a lot of times those guys, when they get good, are not playing for the team that drafted them. Examples of that are what's the guy's name? The kid who looks like Ray Allen. He plays for the Thunder. That was one of his stops. I can't think of that dude's name for nothing. I want to say he played for Arkansas, maybe.
Oh, it's Ray. It's a shooter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's another kid. He plays for the Pacers right now. Like this guy, the guy who was in the Desmond Bane trade.
Right.
These guys are like big time college basketball shooters. A lot of times those guys just aren't transitioning well.
Talking about Jalen, bro.
No,
because he said he was a shooter.
But went to Arkansas. Scroll down. You got the whole roster book. Don't worry about it. It's bad radio. But yeah, a lot of times those guys who are just like these college, big time, high volume shooters, for some reason, their games just aren't translating to the NBA.
Right.
Like Grady Dick has been pretty bad. Like, he hadn't been good at all. That was a guy who people were you know, trying to move up to go get in the draft because the whole cliche thing of, you know, shooting is a high commodity in the league. But, you know, it's just strange how those guys don't – they're not catching on, and sometimes it just takes a while. Him, Isaiah Joe.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But, yeah. But, like I said, it's kind of hard to turn down a guy like Connect if he's on the board. But, like I said, man, like there are people who are saying, like, why would the Grizzlies draft a point guard? Like I said – why they draft a guy that's, you know, a small guard like that? Like I said, that Marcus Smart contract is a big question mark, man. You don't know what there's going to be in a couple of years. And if you got a guy like that who's waiting in the wings to dribble pass, shoot, score like that, you definitely, you know, you look into it for sure.
What should the Pelicans do?
Man, get a real point guard. Make a hard decision on Zaire or Brandon Ingram.
Zion.
It's a theory I've been throwing out for years on this show that those two guys operate in the same area, and the most they'll be doing is taking turns. Like, they can't operate at the same time.
I agree, but to that point, if you go ahead and say, well, man, we loved what Zion was doing against the Lakers. He had 40, and then
and
we want him to lead us. Can you trust that?
Exactly.
Can you even trust that?
You can't really trust his body.
That's why it feels like they're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Yeah, they're in a bad place for sure, man. They've got ton of good wings on the team that can, you know, defend, knock down threes.
Herb and them.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, getting one more from them because they got a lot of them. But the point guard situation, McCollum has never been a true point guard like that. And like I said, Ingram and Zion, it's kind of difficult, man, because like you said, Zion is a much higher ceiling player. Man, the fact that he went down
came
to play in, like, minutes left to go in the game is just...
And could not go.
Yeah.
And had tied that thing up.
Yep.
If he could go, you figure he'd be out there.
They would have won. Yeah. But, yeah, it's disappointing, man. Like, I've kind of, like... I normally talk bad about the Pelicans. I've kind of, with us being so bad this year, I've kind of rooted for them to kind of do their thing. But
man, I felt sorry for Zion. First time I ever felt sorry for him.
Yeah,
and
Zion,
he couldn't finish that game.
Because
he had performed. And
he had got his body together, man. He had lost weight.
Played, for the most part, was healthy all season.
Yeah, I hate to see it. But, yeah, they've got some tough decisions to make, man, for sure, because that team.
It's a mess.
Yeah, they got to do something. And JV's a free agent this offseason. I'd be shocked if he comes back there. Just be honest with you.
He wasn't even playing the last two Laker games.
Yeah, exactly.
Played off the floor.
Yeah, so, we'll see, though, man. But that, like I said for a while, that team, that Brandon Ingram-Zion thing doesn't work. And we saw it in real time the night.
Yeah, and then AD to be the one to help, you know, put the knife in them with the free throw. Their former star that
exactly.
went off to the big market.
Exactly.
Dude, they are in purgatory.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.